But right now, we're going to meet Patsy and Dave. The song was called, that's a brand new single, by the way, and it's called After the Storm, and it features James Blundell along with them, Patsy and Dave, and James Blundell coming together. They won a prize last night or the night before at Tamworth, and they it was voted the best country single by a group or a combination of people. So they're very pleased with that one there, and there it is. I'm trying to get them on the phone right now, but we seem to have just lost them. They're driving somewhere near Tamworth, and we're just trying to connect the phone, but I've already spoken to Patsy, but she's trying to get hold of Dave, wherever he is, and oh, we've got them there now, I think. Just one second. Are you there, folks?
Hi, how are you going?
I was just...
Sorry about that.
I was just padding out there just while you were doing your thing.
so sorry. I had to merge the call and I forgot to push the merge.
Yeah, I knew something was happening. I don't know what
so
I was going to do next.
Nigel,
That's
I'm
all right.
So sorry.
It's live radio. Good morning, Dave. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Nigel.
Well, that's good news.
it's working.
It's working, yes. Let's hope it continues to work. How are you enjoying Tamworth so far? I guess it's been pretty good for you because you've had some success, I was just telling the folks there, with After the Storm. So tell me about it.
Yes, we were very surprised by that. We of course recorded and wrote that song with James Blundell, and we were performing with James at the festival. So we went to the CCMA. We were invited to do a song, and of course we did After the Storm. And to our surprise, we won the group of the year 2025. Of course, it's the end of 2025 with After the Storm as the single, and we were so chuffed. I can't believe it. And James, I mean, heavens to Betsy, we haven't been able to wipe the smile off his face. He's so thrilled.
He was very excited, and considering the competition we had in that category, we didn't think we stood a chance, but it came as a really big surprise, and we were just absolutely chuffed.
Well, I think, I mean, you've had a very successful year one way or another. I know that's got nothing to do with the prize, but what I'm suggesting is that you seem to work very well with people. I mean, James Blundell hasn't been on the scene for quite a long time, as I think we discussed a few weeks ago, but and he was very surprised. I heard his interview. He didn't really know what to say. He didn't know what to say. He's holding this thing and he's saying,
I know, and he was standing outside of the town hall, and they're doing some scaffolding work in the background. I couldn't make head nor tail of what he was saying, but
he couldn't make head nor tail of it either. All he was is clutching this award and saying, "I only sang one song." And I don't know how it happens. So there it is. Yeah. But so tell me, how did you come to be working with James Blundell? As we just said, he hasn't been on the scene for a while.
No.
And
it's sort of happenstance in a sense. We work with Robert Rigby from Ambition, and unbeknownst to us, James has joined the label because he's just released his new album, Patience Wins. And then it was Robert, actually, that suggested to James that, you know, he's got another artist, a couple of, you know, artists on his list, and they, you know, we love co-writing and songwriting, that's what we do, and would you like to join up with them and write a song? And he said yes. The difficulty with James is, though, trying to pin him down, because he's on the farm, he's got so much on his plate, but we managed.
He's a very busy man, and... you know, and we understand that, you know, a lot of the times he's out of range and everything like that. But we basically had the concept of the song already chiseled out.
Mm-hmm.
And we approached James with this concept about, you know, people, you know, good community spirit, people coming together in times of crisis to help out and getting through the mess that's caused by fires, whether it be fires or floods or anything like that. And, He loved that concept, and he said, "Yeah, I'd love to, you know, finish this song with you." So we did get together over Zoom one night, and we basically finished the song, and then he flew down and recorded it with us in our little studio there in Melbourne, and And, you know, I think the vocal blend, the three-way harmonies actually work really, really well as also.
Well, I mean,
we're very, very excited by that, actually. James has called us the new Seekers.
You seek other people out here, there and everywhere, I guess, as well.
It seems so, yeah.
My reference there, of course, is your first single under the name Patsy and Dave was with Russell Morris. And
correct, yeah. Yes. So, and that was just wonderful. And he's an astonishing individual. We wrote two songs with him and recorded them in our studio again in Melbourne. He came down and participated in the recording, and it was fabulous. He's extraordinary. I mean, so is James. They're just phenomenal people.
It always helps when, you know, you're working with great people that are, people that you like and admire you vice versa. And Russell Morris is just one of the loveliest people that you could ever meet and work with, and he brought some great ideas to the table with, the song Willow The Willow and Rumbling Train. We'd send a couple of lines or a melody to him, and he'd be back to us within half an hour with his little take. He didn't actually like to write over Zoom. He can't do it that way, but we sent him an idea, and then he'd put his input on it and send it back to us, and that's how we chiseled out those two songs. But James is such an easygoing guy as well, just great individuals to work with, and we're hoping to do a bit more with them.
Listen, Dave, I'm a really easygoing guy. Do you think you could do one with me?
Absolutely. I think we could do something with just about anyone, Nigel.
That wasn't very nice, Dave. You went to just about everybody.
No. Well, if you've got a good idea, you can always throw it at us, and we'll tell you what we think.
you got out of that quite well, I think, mate. You won't answer the phone in future, will you?
No, I will.
There it is. But we're going to play The Willow later, which is the one we've been talking about with Russell Morris. But what you were talking about before was what James was talking about, rather, but your harmonies and your own, let's leave these guest vocalists out of it. But Dave, I think, your lead vocals on most stuff is just, it's so distinctive. It's, as soon as you hear it, it's like Russell Morris. It's very distinctive,
People sort of, Patsy was the first one when we first teamed up together to realise that we had very complementary voices, and I don't know how she knew that, but there's something that told her that our voices would blend very well together. And people describe our vocal sound as very, very mellow and very smooth, easy to listen to, which is what you want when you're trying to sell records, and you want people to listen to more of your material. That's a really good thing, and we're just very blessed to flute that kind of
combination. But Dave's voice, you're right, Nigel. I mean, Dave has got a magnificent voice, and it's got a beautiful tone, and sort of a, it's just, somebody described it as honey-coated chocolate. And it's sort of, that's how I feel Dave's voice is. It's just beautiful. And, very thrilled that we actually blend together so well. And to have that sort of baritone take with James too has been quite remarkable. We were really surprised by the three-way harmonies there, and pleasantly so, because it's just awesome.
How much rehearsal goes into that? I mean, all right, you and Dave, you're a couple. You're used to the harmonies, and you're used to each other. You bring in somebody new, be it Russell, be it James, it doesn't matter. But how much practice does it take to get that vocal blend that we're speaking about?
Well, the good thing was that we did the rough. We always write so that we can perform the song acoustically, and so we did in a little acoustic version of the music in our studio with the lyrics, and we sent that to James, and James basically rehearsed it himself, knowing that he was going to have to harmonise, and that I would be doing the fifth You know, he'd be doing the first and David be doing the third harmony lines. And so he just worked on it in his own time. So when we actually came together, because Dave and I had been rehearsing the thirds and the fifths all the time, and we went into the studio to actually produce the song, we did it, you know, very easily in a sense, because James was so rehearsed, if you like.
I think most of the song, like, we didn't really have to punch in any more than about four takes to get it right. So it was all about us individually practicing our parts before we got together. Yep. And it did really work quite easily. So that was great. It was awesome.
Was Russell a similar thing?
Same with Russell. He did the same. He rehearsed in his own time, and by the time he arrived at the studio, he had it in his head. You know, you have to be very well rehearsed in the sense of your own participation in the song, so that you do the right thing by everybody else in the studio.
Well, of course.
So, it was wonderful. And of course, the thing about the harmonies, now that we've got them down pat, when we perform After the Storm live, it's very, very powerful on stage, and because there are three voices, you know, fairly strong voices, and it blends so beautifully on stage, it makes your hairs stand up on your arms, you know. And we just love getting to the chorus when you built it right up, and then you're right into the chorus and the three of us are harmonizing. It feels fantastic.
The song, it has a lot of light and shade in it, so it builds up and then it dies back down again, and I think that's what makes it a good song as well, and especially, like, you know, the chorus is almost anthem like, and that, you know, it builds to such a big chorus, but then, you know, sizzles back down to a mellow during the verses, which is something that we think really, really works well.
Well, I think that's all coming together. In fact, I'd use one word here, and that's professional. I mean, one, we've got two guest vocalists who are professional enough to learn their parts. You have already done you've done most of your work in your harmonies and what you've laid down as a bass track, so to speak. And also, and here's the main ingredient, I think, you two as songwriters have got, let's not forget the harmonies, but firstly, as songwriters, you just mentioned something, the song's got a lot of light and shade in it. So, you know where you're going to start with, It's not a boring, you know, sort of one level thing. It's moving, and you know where it's moving to, and so you've got that light and shade, which is essential. And your harmonies that the two of you put there, and of course, if you put a third person in, it's just fantastic. And the one thing I sort of notice is about, and you mentioned the Seekers before, we in a joke, but when you listen to the Seekers, you know that's the Seekers straight away. And when I listen to Patsy and Dave, I know that's Patsy and Dave straight away. And it's because of that harmony and the distinctive lead vocal, which is usually you, Dave, but, you know, it's Patsy as well sometimes. But, you know, you know what you're listening to. You know what you've got in front of you.
Oh, I suppose of course, we use that to our advantage. If it's a unique sound and people can identify us when they hear us singing, I mean, that's a really, really good thing. It means that we've created our own unique sort of style and sound. And
yes, well, I think you have.
Hopefully, it keeps selling records.
Well, you know, it's a growing thing. I mean, let's face it. I mean, whilst I know you've been around a while, to my way of thinking, you really haven't hit the big time until The Willow came along. And I don't want to... That's not being derogatory to your previous stuff, because there's some great stuff in there too, like Cowboy Lonesome is still my favourite.
Well, that's Russell Morris's favourite, absolutely. That's why he wanted to write with us, because of that song.
Well, that's how I got in touch with you in the first place. I think, I was talking to Russell, and I'd played your song, actually, and he was listening to the show before his interview. And he said, then he said, I didn't know he was working with you. No idea. And at that point,
incredible.
And he said, I noticed you played that song at the start of your show. I said, yes, I like it very much. I said, do you know about it? I'm working with them.
So, yeah, there you go. Isn't it incredible? Such a sort of 6 degrees of separation there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm still available for that vocal work there. Perhaps if Russell and I and the two of you got together. No, I'm moving along from that because you scared me now. You scared me with all the rehearsal. Apart from that, I can't sing and clap on time either. Does that matter?
Yeah.
Will you be able to cover me there?
I certainly, yes, absolutely.
I'd say no if I was you.
We just back you off the mic a bit, Nigel, at those points.
it's like they did with John Lennon and Yoko Ono. We couldn't hear. She still sounds as good as she ever sounded.
That's right. Yeah.
But seriously, to me, you seem like the perfect duo. Because you're
Thank
able
you.
To alternate those lead vocals and it's those harmonies as well, and of course the ability to write, as we said. And I'm going to have to leave you very shortly because I've got to play The Willow very soon. I want to just let's just go. I know we've done this before, but we're on a new radio station now, so we can do it again. Dave, tell me about The Willow.
The Willow. It was a song that. It was from a memory I had of an old willow tree that was growing in my grandparents' backyard in Essendon. And as kids, you know, like every Sunday afternoon, we'd all meet up and, you know, for lunch, and the kids, us kids would all play. Just drawn to this willow tree. It was huge. It was, you know, and so we did everything under there. We'd, you know, when it was a hot day, we'd play under there. We had, you know, had the sprinkler under there. We used to... a swing off the branches, and it was just like this thing where, as kids, it just we were drawn to, and I had very fond memories of that, and I thought that, you know, that would be a good subject matter to write a song about, and when we approached Russell about the idea, he loved it too, and also the other things that go along with willow trees, you know. That magical sort of, you know, and the medicinal purpose that the willow tree has as well.
Yeah. And we also felt that it was important to reflect upon the environment in a way, you know, and by using the tree as the subject matter, you know, and then we look at what's happening in terms of urban sprawl and the environment, and the impact that it has on the environment. We sort of have alluded to that in the song as well. That's probably the second sort of part of the equation.
I want to thank you for your time and congratulate
you, Nigel, for
your achievement. And I'm looking forward to your next release. And I next time I ring, don't you can answer the phone. I won't be wanting to record with you.
I'll always answer the phone. Thanks for your support.
Okay, mate. Thank you
so much, Nigel.
Patsy and Dave, thank you very much. The Willow's coming up. Bye for now.